If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Woo! Today we are doing another true crime / murder mystery podcast, and we have none other than the unrecognizable Chelsea Lynn, baby. Woo-hoo! What's up, mama?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back on the pod.
Dude, I love you. Everybody loves you so much.
Thank y'all.
Can we just have a moment of silence for this look, though?
Let's do it. Ready? Like, here we go.
Okay.
There it was.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel hot. I love it.
Look, I do my makeup like that on a daily basis. So, I mean, that's porn star. That's the I got fucked look.
Yes.
I love that. Yep. I love it.
The runny eyeliner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. That's so sexy.
Thank you.
I love that. What have you been up to?
Oh, gosh, honeys. I've been busy. Little this, little that, you know.
A little dabble do ya.
Keeping up with the content, the TikToks, the Patreons. I mean, you know, just... Yeah. I'm trying to throw out as much content as I can before I go on tour.
Yes. Because
when I'm on tour, there's no time to do anything.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this tour. When does it start? Where are you going? Who are you doing?
I go out in like 3 days. So it's coming up quick.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God, we're hitting up first show in Canada ever, Toronto.
Oh fun. Nice. I love Toronto. I've been to Toronto.
I'm excited. We're hitting up Buffalo, New York. We're doing Kentucky, the whole West Coast. We had a bunch of California shows. Aww. And we're worried that Beth and Tina aren't going to be able to get into Canada. Because DUI is 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, they're real strict about that.
I have a story.
Okay.
About it. And so this might help you. So I was trying to flee the country with one of my ex-boyfriends because he had gotten into some legal trouble, and we were trying to cross over the border into Canada. I had a harassment charge for literally my best friend, Grace, rest in peace, who passed away. I was like, bitch, I'm going to beat you the fuck up. And she went to the cops and got a harassment charge filed against me because she was scared. They would not let me cross into the border because of that fucking charge. But a few years later, I got a sugar daddy out there in Canada who had a shitload of money. And I was like, all right, I'm going to chance it again. Except this time I flew and they let me into Canada.
Whoa.
So if you're crossing the border, they probably won't let you in. If you fly, they just might.
Yeah. And I've heard it also depends on, you know, the day, on the person, how they feel. Yeah. So they're going to have me drive. So Beth or Tina aren't driving. So it's me. And I'm just going to be like, hey, like, hopefully they recognize me. You know, so no. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. I can't. You guys need to vlog that.
We are. I already planned it.
Please. And let me tell you, it's scary. The Canadian border is scary. They're not nice. Like, it's a bunch of dudes in fucking suits and everything.
All Canadians were nice.
Not that work for the government, no. All the other ones are fucking cool as shit, but the ones that work for the government, no. They were not nice.
Well, stay tuned.
I can't wait. What is the name of the tour, so if anybody wants to buy tickets?
Two Fingers in a 12-pack. That's literally the name of the tour, if that shows you how much fun we're going to have. I've got some new material. So, yeah, you can buy your tickets at, this is my real website, eatmytrash.com.
I always tell you, that is fucking just gold that you have that.
I can't believe I snagged it.
Dude, how long ago did you snag that?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah. It's been at least, 7-8 years.
Yeah, for sure. You've had it for a long time.
I've had it for a while. And every time I say it, people think it's a joke. I'm like, no, that is my real website, eatmytrash.com.
No, I love it. I think it's fucking genius, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Well, we got Haley and Mimi joining us here on the podcast also for the true crime. And you guys are, why don't you guys tell us what your costumes look like? You look like a Mexican peanut butter sandwich over there.
How do you say peanut butter in Spanish?
Ooh.
Oh, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, no.
Ole.
Siri, how do you say peanut butter in Spanish?
Here we go.
Mantequilla de cacahuete.
Absolutely not.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say.
My mustache is going in my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, they wanted me to dress up today, and I was like, you know, I love you guys, but I'm PMSing and I'm not in the mood right now. I was like, it's a fucking Halloween costume in my pants right now. So,
and that counts.
Yeah, for sure.
That counts. Claudia.
So let's talk about your podcast.
Oh, my podcast?
Yes. How's that going?
Thank you. It's good. We're banging them out weekly. It's called The Viral Podcast.
Yeah. And it's you and a co-host.
Me and my best friend, Paige Jen. We'll have, you know, Maggie, my sister's on there. We'll sometimes have her boyfriend, Brett, depending on if she wants him on or not that day.
Brett is so funny.
He is hilarious.
And that's real.
That's his personality.
And I get messages all the time on a regular basis, and people are like, is he acting? And I'm like,
you're like, no.
That's Jason's favorite human. That's hilarious. Existence. I don't even stand close
to
how far he puts Brett on a pedestal.
That is hilarious.
He's so funny. Paige is awesome too. Last time Paige was on the podcast, she was farting ranch packets out of her butt. It was hot.
It was clumpy.
She's always farting something out.
Yeah.
Always some
She's
sort of powder.
So funny.
Something.
Did they really take that post down?
Oh, yeah. They've been taking everything down.
Oh, you guys had the worst luck with Instagram.
Bad.
Instagram and TikTok. It's fucked up. And it's crazy because you don't do anything bad.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they will get you for anything and everything.
Yeah.
It is so. And if you look at the vines I used to post.
Yeah.
Oh, I could never.
Yeah.
Never.
It's like different platforms.
And
just.
Oh, yeah. And people are always like, oh, man, I miss the old Tammy videos. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Wish I could do them.
Any TikTok reps that want to help Chelsea Lynn out, hit us up, please.
Yes. And that's honestly why I started the Patreon, because it's like, you can, I mean, I'll post, that's where the good shit is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't post. I feel like all my social media now is kind of watered down on what I really want it to be.
Well, they've taken your Instagram a couple times, right? And they haven't taken your TikTok yet, right?
No, they haven't taken my TikTok. I know. Yeah, I had over 1 million followers, and Instagram was like, no, you're done.
It's crazy that you spend so much time building a platform on something else that somebody can take away from you at any time.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's insane. But you talked about your Patreon. What do you show on your Patreon? And first of all, what's your Patreon link so people can go over there? Oh, God.
I think
you guys don't want to miss it. It's great.
Thank you, honeys. I'm trying to think. I think it's just Chelsea Lynn.
Okay.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Chelcie Lynn. I post a lot of stuff on Patreon. I do. We have a TV show called Tammy Bangs that is professionally filmed.
It's so good. I got to see a snippet of it the other day. Like, I love whoever films that.
Thank you. And me and Clayton Ferris, my friend Clayton, we write the show, and it's kind of a mockumentary on The Office. It's where Trailer Trash Tammy is kind of runs like a corn. I don't know if I can. Well, it's I can say porn. Look how much it's made me. Yeah, TikTok has made me like.
You poor baby. She has PTSD.
We run like a porn empire or a porn, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't show actual porn on the show, but oh, you see titties.
Yeah.
We have a big hog on there. We show. Yeah.
Hog is in a male's penis?
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, not you thinking it was an actual
I knew paper. Haley did. I could see Haley's face.
That could never be posted anywhere else but Patreon. I do vlogs, like shit I want to post on YouTube, but
tons of content.
We do extra viral podcast stuff on there. I do all kinds of stuff on there. I'm popping off. Good. On there.
Well, if you guys can't make it to her tour, which you guys should definitely go over to Patreon, because I'm sure they're gonna be doing a whole bunch of BTS on the tour and stuff like that, and things that you can't see on social media, because our hands are tied with fucking shit that we can
Patreon's
post.
So unhinged, you can put anything.
We got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, we had the Whore Olympics on there, and they were like, "We need to take this down."
I didn't know that.
It was because she showed too much pleasure when she was getting fisted.
Oh my God! I spoke with right.
I think you enjoyed it more.
I had a meeting with somebody from Patreon before I joined on there.
Yeah,
and we were talking. He was kind of going over the rules with me on what I can't, you know, post and stuff. And he basically was like, you know, like, and it was like this young guy, and you could tell he was so uncomfortable talking to me. And he's like, you know, you can show nudity, but like,
no penetration.
Nothing spread open or anything like that. He was so scared. I was like, okay, it's fine. I won't spread them, you know? Like, all right. So.
Could you imagine that going home that night? Babe, I have to tell you what I did.
Yeah. I know. I talked to Trailer him. Trash Tammy and told her not to spread them.
That was probably the highlight of his life, dude. Oh, great.
Good times.
I love that. So, All right. We have, who did you model Trailer Trash Tammy after?
Yeah, Charlize Theron from the movie Monster.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
So it's only fitting that we cover how do I pronounce her last name? Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah,
is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
I watched Monster last night.
Oh,
it's an amazing movie.
It is an amazing movie. First off, did you kind of sense the Tammy mannerisms?
Yes. Oh, when she flicked her hair at the end when they were carrying her out to the cop car to bring her to jail, I was like, there it is.
Yep,
that'll do it. Yeah, no, for sure. I watched the movie last night, and I have been researching her story the past few days, and I have to say, the empath in me has so much empathy for her because of all the trauma that this woman went through. Mm-hmm. It's like, I understand why she did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Men fucking suck, dude.
She didn't have a good start.
No.
From day one.
At all. So let's hop into it. And we're going to talk about Eileen Wuornos today and go down that rabbit hole, because, you know, what she did was wrong. Absolutely. You know, we can't justify that. But at the same time, it's like, damn. Once you hear her story, it's almost like you can like understand why she was the way she was.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
I think she's the most loved serial killer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was amazing because her nicknames are the Damsel of Death and America's First Female Serial Killer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what a title, bitch. Mm-hmm. Go bitch, go. Right. So Eileen was born. She was a Pisces. She was born in Rochester, Michigan on February 29th. And from late 1989 through the late 1990s, the bodies of 7 middle-aged white men were discovered in Central Florida. The assailant had robbed all of the victims before shooting them to death and stealing their cars. I mean, listen, at least she didn't, you know, like decapitate him and shit, you know, that's what I'm thinking. Like, she at least, it was a clean getaway. Yeah. It sounded like she was robbing him, right. You know, mm-hmm. Not justifying it, but just saying.
Just saying.
Why don't you kick it off, Mimi, with her childhood so we can get into it?
I really dove deep into her childhood. This is like, I love to know like where people stem from. And her dad alone, like the girl didn't even start with good genes.
No.
Like she had sick, demented parents.
From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys, and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, BUNNIE. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, BUNNIE, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, BUNNIE, ZocDoc.com/bunny.
Parents were awful.
Generational trauma.
Yeah. Leo was the father, and he served time in Kansas and Michigan mental hospitals and later committed suicide. He was in prison for child molestation and kidnapping of a 7-year-old.
Damn.
So you could only imagine what he was doing to her and their siblings.
Exactly. Well, no, he wasn't around when she was pregnant. When she was born, he was already put away.
Oh, he was already put away. Yes. Okay, gotcha.
But the mother,
Diane.
The mother was 14 years old. So Diane was 14 years old when she got with Leo, right? And Leo was 18. So you're an 18-year-old sleeping with a 14-year-old and knocks her up and has two kids with her. She did later on leave. She had her first child at 15 and she abandoned both of her children, which were Keith and Eileen, and they were left with their grandparents, which those were just as fucked up as the parents were. So I'm telling, generational trauma at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Generational trauma.
She already got a fucking dealt a shitty hand before she was even born.
The parents' marriage only lasted 2 years. And when she was born, the dad was already put away.
Yeah, so she never met her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, you want to read the next?
Yeah, what am I reading right here? The Young?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Young Warnos experienced horrifying tone. Oh my God, you put big words in here.
horrifying tumult.
Tumult. During her childhood, her father killed himself while prison. Did you already read that?
Well, yeah, kind
of. Oh, like, what am I? Okay.
No, you didn't read that.
I didn't read that?
Not that exactly.
Okay.
It was just talking about him killing himself in prison.
Okay.
It's one thing that she did go through.
Her father killed himself while serving prison time for child molestation while her mother abandoned Warnos and her older brother Keith, leaving them to be raised by their grandparents. Aileen claims she was sexually assaulted and beaten by her alcoholic grandfather. Her grandfather would force her to strip out of her clothes before he'd beat her. Grandmother was a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, so...
Oh.
So just imagine that, you know, her father was already fucked up, but then his father was a piece of shit too.
Right.
You know?
The mother's.
Oh, that was the mother's? Yeah, okay. So. I mean, just everybody's fucked up. Right. Like, this is a whole fucking circle of toxicity, dude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's so sad.
Right.
Haley, you want to read the next one?
Come on. You got it, honeys.
You got this, baby.
I know, that's why I was like, what? It's almost like
Eileen or Aileen? I mean, come on, Eileen. It could be Eileen. Eileen, yeah.
She was trading sex.
Put it in your mouth. Yep. We know you know how to put things in your mouth.
Hey, not on here. We know.
Sorry, Grandma. Okay.
Aileen was trading sexual favors for drugs, cigs, and food by the age of 11. She even went to the extent of engaging in sexual activities with her brother. Aileen was raped. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
By a family friend and was pregnant at age 14 in 1970. Neighbors claimed the father was an older adult friend of his grandma, grandfather, and Keith, her own brother, was rumored to be the father also. She gave up her only child, a son, for adoption. And she gave birth to her son at a home for unwed mothers on March 23rd, 1971.
I'm sorry, but when I was 11 years old, I didn't even think about sex.
Could you imagine?
I mean, I was humping Cabbage Patch dolls, but,
those
you know,
favors.
I didn't know what it was.
That's,
you know,
my niece's ages.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I couldn't imagine.
That makes me sick to even think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the fact that she's, like, boning her brother, dude. Like, that's crazy.
This is sick all the way around. So she doesn't know who the father is of this child now. So she's given the child away. And she's trading sexual favors for drugs.
Yeah. At 11.
At 11 years old.
Because she has so much pain. She's just trying to numb. Yeah. She doesn't know anything better. Nobody was there to teach her, hey, this is the right thing to do. You shouldn't, you know.
Yeah,
you're 11. You should be going to school and fucking enjoying your childhood.
She's being beat by this grandfather. And God knows who knows what the grandmother did, because she's a raging alcoholic.
Yeah.
That's awful. Like, this kid, she literally had no place to go.
Nothing. She had no examples of what to be like and how to do better. Aileen Warnos ended up dropping out of her school. Her grandmother died of liver failure, and her grandfather eventually kicked her from the home at 14. She started to live in the woods, fending for herself through prostitution. Her brother Keith Warnos passed away due to esophageal cancer, which Aileen got $10,000 from Keith's life insurance, but the money was gone in 2 months. God, $10,000 to a fucking 14-year-old?
She was prostituting at 14.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't imagine.
Where are you finding the people?
Oh,
you
know, easily.
Yeah, that's just so sick.
Right.
Grown men are disgusting. I think what needs to be talked about more is I have dealt with sexual advances from men since I was 5 years old.
Oh my God.
Literally. Yes. It's disgusting. I was playing in a boat in my front yard one time, and a dude came up and started jacking off in front of me when I was 5 years old.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Like, men are disgusting. So, I mean, the fact that she's, you know, being a prostitute at 14, super easy. I could have fell into prostitution when I ran away from home at 14 in Vegas.
You could have.
There was grown men that had so much money. We used to walk the streets, and like, dudes in Porsches would pull up next to us and be like, hey, you guys want to get in? Like, it's crazy how disgusting.
14 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, so it's, I'm telling you, it's disgusting. Men do not give a fuck, especially about age. It's like they like them younger.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's really weird. The fact that her brother ended up with esophageal cancer, though, like, that's trauma. Mm-hmm. That's like, that sounds like something happened to him, you know, and just he held all of the trauma in his throat, which in return made him sick. You know,
that's crazy.
Back to her. She had a baby and gave it for adoption. Do we know anything about,
the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Does that person know they're tied to,
can you imagine that being your DNA and not knowing it?
That's why adoption's
Let
so
me Google
scary.
That.
You just don't know, you know, especially closed adoptions. Yeah. Closed adoptions. You don't know your family history, you know,
and
nothing about those and things you could prevent.
And can you imagine just watching this movie?
And be like, that's my mom.
And not, and just being like, oh, that was a great movie. I feel bad for that lady. And just not knowing that that's your mom or your grandma, whatever, you know, like, that's wild.
Yeah, because like, that person could probably have kids by now, you know, like,
yeah,
that could be someone's grandmother.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
This
Yeah.
I'm reading a bunch of articles that say that her son, it was a closed adoption.
Okay.
So it, I guess it's up to the adoption parents' discretion to tell them. But it's like, can you imagine being those adoption parents? Like, yeah. How would you even begin to break? I feel like that would be so traumatic.
I feel like they probably had no idea, though. So think about, like, back in the day, they really didn't do paperwork. They really didn't have, like, trails like they do nowadays where, yeah. like, everything is so documented. I'm sure she probably shit that kid out and never went back to that place, and they had no idea what her name was.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that absolutely could happen.
Maybe by, like, you know, DNA or something they could find a way, but yeah. I doubt that person has any idea.
Mm-hmm. Says there are no details about the whereabouts of her child. Wow. We are not even sure if her son is dead or alive.
Mm.
Well, and also there's a possibility that child could have been incest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because
if you think about it, if it was the brother.
Mm-hmm. So it could have a lot of physical
issues. Yeah, the child could have not even survived.
We're speculating at this point, but. Yeah. No, that's crazy. Yeah. Super, super sad, man. Mm-hmm. You want to keep reading memes?
Eileen moved to Florida to work as a prostitute. So now she's gone from, what was it, Missouri?
Michigan
to Florida. She was frequently in trouble with the law, being a prostitute and other crimes that she had committed. In 91, her record included, among other felonies and misdemeanors, arrest for illegal possession of firearms, forgery, assault, robbery. So she's just going on like a crime spree at this point. Mm-hmm. She knows no better, so I could see. Her associates and law enforcement personnel often described her as erratic and easily angered. Her arrest record frequently noted attitude poor.
Yeah. You think? You think?
Oh my goodness. Shit. She's already like racking up. And I don't know what, you know, 91 by 91. Okay. So I don't know how old she was out there, but she's just, I mean, this kid doesn't know any better. She's had no example.
Right.
Of anything.
If and not only no example, but just bad examples all around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the only way she knew to be.
Right.
My thing is, dude, this would never fly in this day and age because a 14-year-old just running around fucking acting like this.
Literally.
Like, the state would step in now. Like, where the system failed her.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
I read somewhere also that she was in like a girl's home and she kept running away from the girl's home and they brought her back. And finally, the last time that they brought her back, the person that ran the girl's home was like, hey, look, if you're good for 60 days, I'll let you out of here. And she was good for 60 days and they let her out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's almost like they were like, they knew she was a problem and they were just like, all right, let's do what we got to do and get her out of here legally so we don't have to, we can wash our hands of her.
Deal with it.
Deal with her.
How sad. Yeah. They just wanted to get rid of a problem, but instead of fixing it.
Yeah, it's sad because that's how they are with a lot of children these days.
Oh, they still to this day. Absolutely. They like once that kid hits 18, it's like good luck.
Yeah.
There's no system for
which we're going to do that with Bailey. I can't wait. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Yeah.
But like that's what a lot of the programs like what Jelly's doing is like help having that one step that the system fails to have.
Yeah.
It's either you're in complete trouble or you're doing good. There's no one in that middle part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's so sad for what the youth is having to go through. Go ahead, Chelsea.
In May 1974, she was jailed in Jefferson County for disorderly conduct, drunk driving, and firing a weapon from a vehicle. 2 years later, in Michigan, she was arrested for assault and disturbing the peace after attacking a bartender.
So before she even left for Florida, I think she was, you know, nope, this is right before she left for Florida. Mm-hmm. She was already fucking doing crazy shit, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's insane.
So she's probably still a teen during all this. Still a young teen.
Yeah. Has she born again?
Here, let me see. Yeah, she's so definitely still a young
91.
Teen. This was in 74.
I was about to say.
Oh, seven. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this was in 74.
She was born in
not even
56.
She was born in 56?
Mm-hmm.
I can't do math.
I'm the worst person to ever do that. So, 74 and 56, she would be almost 20 years old.
Okay.
So, she's like, you know, 17,
so still
18.
A teen.
Yeah, just, still a teen. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, already drunk driving and firing a weapon from a vehicle. I mean, she was gangbanging before gangbanging was cool.
Mm-hmm. She started it.
She started this gangsta shit.
She started it.
Hitchhiking across America. Sorry, Haley, I skipped you, but we'll go right back to you. Hitchhiking across America, Warnos arrived in Florida and was presented with a potentially life-changing piece of luck. She got a sugar daddy. She met a wealthy yacht club president, 69-year-old Louis Fell, who fell in love with her, and they were married in 1976. So she was still a baby, too. He's 70 years old marrying an 18, 19-year-old. Do you see what I'm talking about, these disgusting fucking men?
And I didn't know she married a rich dude.
Dude.
Where'd that come from?
She had an... Listen, man, they fall out of the sky. All right. I've had a few.
they fall out of the sky.
You know what? You know what it is?
I'm going to be looking up all the time now.
Literally. I'm going to keep it real with you. Sugar daddies love a damsel in distress. They want to fix you. They want to give you a life that you've never had. I've had so many sugar daddies that I've treated so bad because, you know, I was young and didn't appreciate the money that they were giving me. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sick on their end too, because it's like it's a need that they're fulfilling too. So it's not just because they think you're attractive because you're a young hot thing. Mm-hmm. They're also, it's a trauma. You almost have like a trauma bond with sugar daddies. Yeah. It's really fucking weird. They were married in 1976. Warnos soon reverted back to her type, however, and began fighting in bars and was sent to jail for assault as a result. Fell was horrified. A brawling bride had no place in his high society lifestyle, and he had the marriage annulled.
Wow,
she
dude.
Fucked that up. He wasn't fucking around.
What she looked like at this point, you know?
Yeah,
I wonder, because they depicted her to be such, like, again, a monster,
right,
in the show. But was she adorable at this? Or was she rough?
I've seen younger pictures, and she was cute.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google her. She was. Right,
didn't they depict her in the beginning, though, as, like, in the movie, like, kind of beautiful? And then, like, over time, she took on this more monster-esque vibe.
Yeah.
You know, very Tammy.
Very Tammy. The slick back hair.
God, the hair just gets me every time. So the first time I ever saw you go Tammy was at that podcast. And we were like, do you need to go in the other room to get, like, ready or anything? She goes, nope. She whips off the jacket and just takes her hands and runs them through her hair real fast. And she's like, done.
People are always like, what does it take to get ready for Tammy? Or how long does it take you? I was like, I take my bun out and squinch my face because I always look like something stinks. And that's it. That's Tammy.
That's the character.
Yep.
I can't find any young pictures of her that I think are really her, so I don't want to falsely put one up. But yeah, I don't see any young pictures of her. But I'm sure she was cute, you know, like I'm sure she probably had the gift of gab. You know, when you go through trauma like that in a family, you learn how to be charismatic when you have to be.
Yeah.
So she probably had to learn
that. She was actually
an
adorable little child.
Yeah. Very cute
girl, you know.
Her innocence was just taken so young.
Yeah.
Very sad, dude.
You want to read the next one, Haley? If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I feel like we're playing popcorn. Popcorn.
I put it at the top for you.
Yeah, you all.
Who's Phil?
That's her, the sugar daddy.
Oh, Phil. He filed a restraining order against his young bride, claiming that she beat him with his cane, an accusation she levied at him too. After only 9 weeks together, he had the marriage annulled. She attempted suicide for the first time in 1978, shooting herself in the stomach.
Oh.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Goodness.
That'll do it. Well, her dad was diagnosed with schizophrenia, so she's obviously mentally ill. She's extremely violent. Yeah. So, you know, maybe she was like, maybe she knew she was about to lose her cash cow and was like, maybe if I just off myself, you know, like he'll stay, or maybe I just won't be here anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows how she was feeling in that moment.
It doesn't surprise me that she beat him with a cane.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Sounds like something she'd do.
Yeah.
She said that he... Go ahead. What'd you say?
I would love to watch that.
Yeah. She said that he beat her too, though. So there's a history of violence throughout whatever she's gone through. You know, whether it's true or not, we'll never know. But, you know, there's something that made her the way she is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. She's definitely chemically unbalanced.
Mm-hmm. You want me to read next?
Yeah.
In 1986, Warnos met Tyra Moore at a bar in Daytona Beach, Florida, and they began an instant romantic relationship that ended just before Warnos's final arrest in 1991. Mm-hmm. Warnos's relationship with Moore was her second relationship with a woman. As a prostitute, her clients were mainly middle-aged, low to middle-class white men.
This is like right when she started her spree too of like killing people, which I have all of her victims here too. So it's like when she met this girl, she fell in love, and according to the movie last night, because I rewatched it too, if you guys haven't seen Monster with Charlize Theron in it, it is such a good movie, and it actually paints her in, you feel a little bit more empathy towards her when you watch what she had to go through.
Because it shows the hurt and the pain. You can read a story all day long, but I think movies do such a good job in like depicting the actual pain these people are going through and what they had to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had a show in Daytona and we had an extra day, so I went to some of the locations. I went to the location where she was arrested, and then within walking distance was the hotel that her and Tyra lived in for a part of the time. And it was weird, dude. It was so, you can stay in the room they lived in.
Oh my gosh.
It was
very, fucking way.
And it's just a little, you know, rinky dinky. Yeah. It's not completely trash. They've redone it. But I think back then it was like, you know. But it was wild to be there. And to think, I don't know if we're jumping the gun here, but the girlfriend, it's wild to think that she's just out there right now.
Yeah, chilling. And she fucking, we'll get to that part, but
okay,
she,
yeah. Okay, I thought I was jumping the gun, but like, that's, I think about that all the time.
Yeah, we need to Google where she's at too once we get to that part. But yeah, when I saw that part of the movie last night, I was like, this bitch has never been in love in her entire life. Eileen has never felt love, you know, she's been searching for it her whole life. She finally finds it, and this woman does the ultimate betrayal to her. Mm-hmm. Like, this woman has just been betrayed her entire fucking life. Yeah. No wonder she hates humans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what Chelsea was just saying, so they met. So this is right before the killing spree. Mm-hmm. And she had prostituted. I'm guessing if this says that this is the second woman she was ever with, was the first one part of her prostitution?
That, or I had read somewhere that she had relations with her grandma. So I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
Lord.
I know. God, I know.
Spin family. After spin.
Yeah.
They just, how awful.
Yeah. So yeah. I wouldn't want to eat grandma puss, dude. Come on.
I never thought I'd hear the word grandma puss.
I don't like that word.
I don't like that word either. Grandma puss.
Oh, it's like a just a musty. Big old pack of chewed Hubba Bubba.
With hairs in it.
Oh, no, just the old, on the old wiry gray.
That's my favorite.
Oh my god. The old wiry gray hairs. Just like barbed wire in your gums and shit. It'd be terrible.
Lint.
Oh god. We're going to hell.
Oh, okay, where were we?
Together.
Oh, together.
Grandma puss.
Together, Warnos and Tyra Moore sold and stolen items from Florida pawn shops during the murder investigation. The police discovered items belonging to Richard Mallory at a local pawn shop with a receipt showing Warnos' thumbprint. How stupid of a criminal are you to give your thumbprint?
So we're going to go through these victims. I'm going to put them back up there a little bit because I have each victim that she had.
And I want to say she used a different name.
She did.
Yes.
She had a few aliases, yes.
For the pawn shop stuff, but used her thumbprint. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on, sis. You should have been a little bit smarter than that. But here's all. Did it update with the victims? I just brought it up right now. So, yeah, her victims started with Richard. And I honestly feel like she did this for her. I feel like she loved her so much, and old girl needed money, you know, and like they needed money to like live, because I guess she came from like a really crazy household herself too. And Tyra did. And, you know, she was like, well, how are we going to make money? And, you know, Eileen wanting to protect her in a way and like give her what she wanted. She started going out and robbing these dudes. And in the movie, you show her, I don't know if Richard was the first one that she killed, but it shows her being raped and like this guy was going to kill her pretty much. And like shoving things in her vagina and had her hands tied. And she killed him in self-defense is what it said in the movie. Now, if that's true, you know,
I've read that they have no evidence of that.
Right.
That just made the movie better.
Right.
But it absolutely could have been true.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure, you know, she was not treated well.
Right, for sure. Especially being a car fucking hooker. Mm-hmm. They go through some crazy shit, dude. Mm. I know girls who have done car dates, and it's scary. They've almost all of them have been killed.
We have a story attempted from one of our guests, Trashley.
Yeah.
How when she got in there, she realized the door handle was missing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And he, like, went past the exit and just kept driving out to old storage units.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. What, I mean, what happened? She just got...
She was okay. He brought her back, but it was very touch and go there for a little while, she said, and it got very scary. Mm. So that was probably the worst one that she'd ever done before.
Yeah, car dates are scary because you don't get to, you know, in the industry, you can, you know, profile people and, you know, run their, do, like, if I were to go on a date, I wouldn't go unless this person had a Facebook where I saw all of his family, sent me a copy of his driver's license. Like, I used to really scan people. Like, they had to have a business profile, like all that stuff. They had to be well known online, or you're not getting me in your presence.
I bet a lot of guys were like, did you get a lot of like no's?
Yeah. And yeah. I would never see them.
Wow.
You know, cause you know, one, you don't know if it's a cop, and two, you don't know if it's fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. Right. You know? So it's like, yeah.
You have no idea. Let's dive into her
victims.
Well, maybe her girlfriend real fast before we get to the victims.
Yeah.
I got this little part right here.
Go ahead.
So Tyra, they met in 1986. So how old is she now? Like, she's like, you know, in her later 20s.
Let's
stop.
30?
Yeah. She's like almost 30. You know,
I'm like, none of us can fucking add.
We don't know.
But they met at the Zodiac Bar. Now, weeks earlier, Moore had left her conservative hometown, so she come from a little town in Ohio, to fully embrace being a lesbian. Unknowingly, she was falling for a serial killer. So as a relationship progressed, she became her girlfriend and admitted that she had been in and out of jail for theft and armed robbery. So she's running her own game on side of her. So these are two people who are just fucked,
right,
coming together.
But I really feel like Eileen loved her and wanted to help her.
So she also came from an abused childhood.
Right.
So she had been abused and abandoned as a child and also used as prostitution to make money as a child. Mm-hmm. So both of them come from similar homes, and I think that's what you're talking
about.
Trauma bond. Like the trauma bond of the two is that they were able to relate and they were able to love each other over the relationship of knowing they had been through a lot of the same woes, essentially.
Tyra never killed anybody, though, that we know of.
So, Moore had tried to discourage the behaviors of Warnos, but the relationship took a turn in 1986 when Warnos had finally confessed to her in 1986. So they had now been together, you know, about a year. In 1989. So 1986 is when they met. So it took 2 years for her to admit that she had killed someone to her.
Right.
So, and when, let's start with that first one. When was he murdered?
So Richard Mallory, the first victim, was a shop owner. In 1989, the 51-year-old white man who picked up a prostitute along Interstate 75 in Florida to engage in sex for pay, a Volusia County deputy discovered his body several miles away from his abandoned car. Mallory had been shot multiple times in the chest.
So she dumped his body and then took his car?
Yep, that's what she would bring the cars back to Tyra.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, here, we have a ride for the night, and they would like joyride in the cars. That's what it showed in the movie. So, you know, I don't know how true to life that was, but she would also bring the money back to Tyra. So even though Tyra wasn't participating in the murders, I still feel like she should have got some time.
Absolutely. I agree.
You're spending the money, and, you know, that's an, what is it? A guilty by association?
Yeah.
Because the conspiracy.
If she's admitting to you in 89.
Yeah.
You know that she's out there killing.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
I agree.
Little skanky hoe.
God. Yeah. So she was telling her that Warnos told her that the victim that she had killed the first time was abusive, and that was her like self-defense out of it. That's how she justified this happening. And she did believe her. But then Warnos began to kill more
victims. Well, she's like a pit bull. She got a taste for blood. She's like, if I don't have to sleep with you, I don't want to.
Right.
But you know what? Here's the thing too, is when you've been through a life of abuse like that, you get to a point where you're like, if you fucking touch me again, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's how I got whenever I was in my abusive relationship. I got to the point where I would threaten him and say, if I would tell him that I had a gun hiding in the closet, and I would be like, if you put your hands on me again, I'm gonna blow your fucking head off. You just get to a point where you don't want to be abused anymore, and you don't want to be used.
You've also
and like,
been touched too many times.
Right.
You know, like you've literally been at the will of all these people who have just openly touched you for your entire life.
Eileen, you're talking about Eileen or me? Because I mean, I'm like, maybe.
Okay. Which one of us are you?
Honestly, I'm like, which one are we talking about here?
But yes, but, you know, I mean, both of you guys, you know, like, you just get to that point.
Yeah, no, and
I definitely think after her first murder, she that's I bet she was like, you know, one little mishap, one little if she felt one, you know, I bet
What do they call it? Hair trigger temper or whatever.
I bet it just opened a floodgate to where if she was just you know.
Yeah.
Mistreated, boom.
Yeah. I mean, just all that trauma. She probably has fucking PTSD. Like, she's dealing with a whole bunch of shit that nobody's helping her with. You know?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
David Spears, the nude body of David Spears, a 43-year-old construction worker, was found June 1st, 1990 in Citrus County. He had been shot 6 times in the torso. That's overkill.
Yeah.
He did something to her.
Yeah.
She
exploded. She was pissed.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I get the kill to kill, but you're mad at that point. You're letting something out. And that's why I believe a lot of these men mistreated her.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, for sure.
And just felt like they had a right to her body.
And granted, she put herself in these positions. We're not making an excuse for this lady going on a killing spree, but we are having empathy for the woman that she is, you know, like the woman, the little girl that was hurt inside of her, you know, for all the shit she's been through. Mm-hmm. You want to go on with the next victims?
Yeah. So next one is Charles. Oh my God. How do you say that last
Karskadden.
Name? Karskadden. A few days after Spears' body was discovered.
It's a mustache. It's
you look like a Charles Karskadden with that mustache.
That's my alter ego, Charles Karskadden. A few days after Spears' body was discovered, the body of Charles Karskadden, 40, was discovered in Pasco County. The part-time rodeo worker had been shot 9 times in the chest and stomach.
Damn, she's up in the ante.
Yeah, she's moving around at this point. You know, so this is Citrus County, and now she's over into Pasco County.
Yep.
So she's moving around a bit.
So it's like they would kill somebody and then move on to the next city, but all in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Move around. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of pushing their way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they didn't want, I mean, the car was a big thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't want the car to be recognized in that area.
So they're just moving to the next county.
So they would kill them, take the car, move to the next county, kill another person, take that car, move to the next county. Mm-hmm. How did they think they were going to get fucking far with this?
I don't know. I have no idea, dude.
This was not a well thought out plan.
Yeah. I mean, God, they made it through so many of them before getting caught.
Did they not like have like missing persons? Did they not start investigations on these guys and just not find anything?
I think, you know how investigations are. They want rock hard proof before they make an arrest. So I think she had to leave a trail of, and I think it was also in a short amount of time. It's not like she waited years. Mm-hmm. Cause if you look, David Spears and the next guy were all still killed in 1990. Mm-hmm. So all these guys were killed in 1990. So it's almost like she went on like a week.
So it was like two years, because 1989 was her first kill.
Yeah.
And then now she's into 1990. So it's
it wasn't like a Dahmer situation where his was over.
No, right. Dahmer. And Dahmer was honestly trying to hide it. I don't feel like she was trying to hide these.
Right.
Maybe she's not too well caught. Dumping bodies. Yeah. And taking cars. Dahmer's over here like digging graves for these people and eating them.
Ugh.
And it's
fucking them.
It's the car for me. If I'm killing someone, I'm not driving their car around. Yeah.
No, I'd be fucking petrified.
Do we ever know what kind of drugs they were on?
Mm-mm.
Because I feel like that does also play a role in like what mental state you're in. I mean, tweakers don't think things through very well.
Correct.
You know,
Craig is whack. Mm-hmm. You never know, man.
It could have been because tweakers just like they don't logically think. You know, they're just gonna take this car,
right?
But not think through the whole scenario.
Yeah, right. I don't think they ever talk about their drug abuse.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy. They should.
And they were caught for it, but never like what kind of drugs. I mean, you look at pictures of her girlfriend, and she looks like a crackhead.
Yeah, I haven't seen real. I saw Christina Ricci in the movie.
I saw real pictures.
Really? So crackhead. She might have been a crackhead.
Absolutely.
Next victim, Troy Burris. Marion County law enforcement found the body of Troy Burris, a 50-year-old salesman, on August 4th, 1990, less than a week after he was reported missing.
There we go.
Though the body was fairly decomposed, the medical examiner was able to determine that the cause of death was 2 gunshots to the torso.
So he must have not been mean to her.
I believe, isn't this the one that they like, he in the movie they depicted him as like, kind of a sweet little guy who was nervous.
That dude was the cop that she shot. I think that's what you're thinking about, because there was a sweet guy who like gave her no issues or anything, and he was like an older dude. Mm-hmm. And she shot
that was the salesman.
Mm-mm. Yeah, in the movie and they don't even know if that's true. I think that they said that's for the movie as well. Mm-hmm. But he picked her up to help her. He wasn't, you know, picking her up for sex.
Oh, actually, that's the next victim. I just read it ahead. Is. Yep.
Go ahead and read it, honeys.
Yeah, I feel like the less violent ones, like she was doing just because that's what she knew to do at this point. I don't believe those were like the abusive ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Charles Dick Humphreys.
Mm.
Mm.
Dick Humph.
Dick Humph. What a cool name.
A retired Air Force major, police chief, and Florida child abuse investigator. Dick Humphreys was found dead in Marion County on September 12, 1990. The body was fully clothed and had suffered multiple gunshots to the head and torso. His car was later found in Suwannee County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How crazy is that, that a child abuse investigator is picking up prostitutes?
Yeah. That's wild.
But do you feel like this is the one that was meant to just trying to help? Is maybe. That what we just talked about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
It was just for help purposes.
But why wouldn't he have backup? Why wouldn't he, you know, like there's just so many questions. Like, why are you doing that alone?
Right.
I always think it's the ones that work closest to it that do it.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, mm-hmm. they have like firsthand access.
Oh. Yeah. Right. To it. In the know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the know. Weird. Yeah. So he was fully clothed though, because normally she stripped him naked, yeah. right? And threw their bodies out. So
well, that or she, I don't think she stripped him naked. I think she would be like, okay, let's have sex. Right. And they would get naked.
Get
and
him then, in a vulnerable.
While they were naked, she would shoot him because that would be her time to get away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Not naked.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Oh, goodness. So,
old Dick. Peter Symes, 65-year-old Peter Symes, left Central Florida and headed for New Jersey in June of 1990. His car was found in Orange Springs on July 4th, 1990. Though Symes' body has never been found, witnesses described two women near the car in Orange Springs.
His body was never found.
But even more so, two women... Near
two
women near the car. So I think she had a lot more to do
mm-hmm.
because even in the phone call, when she has that last phone call with Tyra, she's even like, what are you doing? You know, like if yeah. she knew what she was doing. And then she was like, you know what? Okay, I did it. I did it all. You know, and like she takes the blame for it. But it's like she kept it G and didn't, you know, flip on her like right. she could have.
And dude, that's how you know that. She really loved her because she did take the blame for everything.
Wow.
She took the blame for everything.
I bet you that girl Tyra probably died of an overdose. You and can't live with that sort of
mm-hmm.
on your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I'll read about it here in a sec.
Damn. Yeah, we'll get to that for sure.
Dude, how wild. So you see two women
mm-hmm.
with it. Oh, I definitely feel like
she helped
like,
her.
Yeah, in a lot of, I think like with the dumping of the bodies, it would be like, I bet you she like was one of those like hide around the corner
yeah
kind of moments.
Wait. Or in the back seat, or
was able to lift those like mm-hmm. men, like
yeah, because these are like grown ass men.
Yeah,
you know,
she couldn't do it by herself.
No,
she was a tall bitch, you know, but I mean, mm-hmm. I'm pretty strong myself, and I couldn't lift a grown man off the absolutely fucking ground.
I want to say a few years ago, the Tyra was on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And I had looked her up. All her stuff was private, but she did have some pictures on there and stuff. But she, I think I even messaged her. That's how weird I am, dude.
I love it.
She oh never replied. God. Like, she's,
get her on the podcast.
She, oh, my gosh. Mm. She, that would be awesome. She, she's been real, real private. Like, she does not.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Oh.
Could you right. imagine?
The guilt you feel.
The guilt, but the, also the reporters that are, like, fucking hounding her, like, especially when that movie dropped. Right. She probably just wants to have, like, a normal life mm-hmm. and, like, you know. It's like you're Casey Anthony. You rarely ever see her. She pops out every now and then. But it's right. like, once you get accused of something like that, your entire fucking being is tarnished. You can't absolutely. Even live. You have people who want to kill you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have people who fucking hate you. Like, there's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go on Facebook and look for her.
Look, she was
she's
going to
be like, why is there six friend requests right now?
Yeah. They all have millions of followers. Why are they requesting me?
So, Walter Antonio... The partially disrobed body of Walter Antonio, 62, was found November 19th, 1990, in a remote part of Dixie County. He had been shot four times in the back and in the head. Antonio's car was found 5 days later in Brevard County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So she's shooting him in the head, mm-hmm. in the back. Like, this is, like, absolute... She's letting every piece of anger out on these men.
Definitely overkill.
Yeah. The overkill is real with these victims, except for those two. Like, mm-hmm. just, that weren't shot nearly as much. I feel like the overkill is crazy with some of these dudes.
Right. Agree.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it says that the one that got her caught was her first victim. Richard Mallory, because it says police then traced stolen items from Mallory to Warnos. A camera from Mallory's automobile was found inside a rented warehouse unit, which was opened with a key taken from Warnos. Warnos had rented the unit under an alias, and police traced other items from Mallory's car to people or pawn shops Warnos had contacted.
Mm-hmm. So all the way back to, and it wasn't a long time. Mm-hmm. So like that short amount of time.
Yeah.
Within that year.
She was clean. There was like no, investigators didn't find like DNA. Like there was nothing found. Like they got her on those pawn shops.
It has to, because I don't think we had DNA then, right?
It
came out in the 80s, but it wasn't widely used.
Right.
You know, like, that was still so new, and it wasn't even, like, that well of DNA
used. And I don't even think there was stuff to, even if they did have DNA testing, like, she was very, like she left nothing behind. There was, you know, so that's how she was caught, was
the damn pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
It says by 1990, Tyra Moore had become suspicious, if not fully aware, of Warnos' activities. Moore moved in with her family in Pennsylvania when Warnos was arrested on an outstanding warrant at a biker bar in Florida. Police tracked down Moore down and used her to elicit a confession from Warnos.
Can you imagine telling your family, like, hey, I'm moving back? And they're like, oh, why? What's going on? You're like, girl I've been seeing got caught up for murder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
But no, this doesn't say murder yet. She moved to Pennsylvania when she was arrested for an outstanding warrant.
But
first,
so it says what they're saying is Moore moved in with her family in Pennsylvania, and then Warnos got arrested, and then police tracked Moore down at her parents' Pennsylvania house and used her to get a confession from Warnos.
That's what it was.
So Warnos they snitched on her
for a warrant, and then like linked her to these murders
after old girl snitched on her.
God.
So when she was arrested at the bar, which I've been to, and it was gnarly being there.
What was it like? Like hella dirty bikers?
It was very small, old. There was no one inside of it. It was open. Mm. Clutter, very tiny in there. And he's like, oh, everyone's out back if you want to drink. I mean, it was the trashiest place I've ever been to in my life. And I've been to some trashy places. And we went in the back, and there was like a little tiki hut and like some old people sitting around drinking. And it just trash everywhere. It was wild.
It's like one of those bars that you literally probably just grow up with. Mm-hmm. And that's like the old watering hole.
They had a huge shrine of her in there, like a big photograph and like candles and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
But when she got arrested, she wasn't arrested for the murder. She was arrested for the warrant. But the there's a really interesting YouTube. It's either on YouTube. I forgot where I watched it, where the guys who arrested her, they put her in the cop car, and he was mic'd up, and they were videoing it from across the street. Mm-hmm. And that footage, I think, is on YouTube, and it's so interesting, because when she gets in the car, she doesn't say anything about nothing. She's almost like, why are you arresting me? And he's like, come on, like, you know why you're arresting, you know, and she just doesn't break. She doesn't nothing.
Wow. And that's what they showed on the phone call from whenever they finally got what's her name? Tyra. Mm-hmm. When Tyra finally got on the phone with Eileen was like, what are you talking about, Tyra? Mm-hmm. You know, because she's trying to like entrap her.
Yep.
And, you know, Tyra's like, you know what you did. You did this and you did that. And finally, Eileen was like,
mm-hmm.
She just kind of like holds her face to the phone and just starts bawling. And she's like, Tyra, I'm never going to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she just kind of did the confession on the phone for mm-hmm.
for her. She for knew what her. She was doing.
Yeah.
She and you know that Eileen knew that there was, you know, they were mic'd up. She knew she knew what was going on.
It was that I felt really bad for her in that moment, because I was just like, damn, you did this all for this bitch, and this bitch just fucking snitched on you. Like, damn. Just so she could stay out of jail. And that's what she said. She said, Eileen, I'm going to go to jail. Oh, like, bitch, like, you didn't participate or spend the money that she fucking stole. And, like, you know, I just feel like they let her off way too easy.
Big time.
Yeah, most definitely. But was that to get the confession out of Warnos? Like, yes. Was that a plea deal?
So I bet you it was immunity. It was immunity if you can get this plea deal. Yeah. You know, which immunity is a motherfucker because I feel a lot
like
of people
the justice system in the 90s, you know, it was like, we'll let any motherfucker walk if you get us the other motherfucker. You know what I mean?
And she was the first female serial killer. So they probably didn't know how to handle this, you know, because there's not a lot of female serial killers.
Right.
You know, so they were probably like, this is new, you know.
What and the bragging rights to get her.
Right. Yeah.
You know, was that the last victim? So how many victims were there?
Seven, right? Seven total.
Do you think there was more? Yes.
And they just didn't know. Absolutely. I'm sure. Yeah.
I truly believe. That's a year span.
I do too.
That is a year of killing spree. Mm-hmm. You most definitely did more than seven within that year. Now, and especially since both of them are most likely involved, that's the only way you survived for that year.
Yeah.
You can't survive off the little bit that you're getting from each person.
No.
Right.
Well, they were doing prostitution, too. Yeah. So they were, you know, I'm sure there was a few dicks they had to suck along the way.
No, what a venture.
Sounds like a good old time to me. Haley, you want to read the, Chelsea, you want to read the next one?
Yeah, let's do it. By 1990, honeys, Warnos sold the rights to her story almost immediately after her arrest, which captivated the media. Many documentaries were made of her life in the popular film Monster in 2003.
So she's not that dumb.
Mm-mm.
Either she had somebody really good in her ear or she's not that dumb, because this is before she was convicted.
Wow.
Right after she got arrested, she's like, I'm selling the rights to my story.
Right.
Like,
who thinks of that?
Right. Especially and from her background.
Someone had to have come to her, though, is what I'm saying. I don't feel like she was like, I'm going to sell my rights. I feel like somebody was like, some fucking Hollywood scumbag heard of the first murderer that's a female, serial killer that's a female, and probably beeline towards her.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, baby.
Hey, sexy.
What are you doing?
I am considering driving to Nashville after my show in Cleveland, spending tonight and tomorrow night, then flying to New York Monday.
Okay, I'm in the middle of a podcast right now, but
I'm sorry.
Say hi to Chelsea.
Hey, Jelly.
Hey, Chelsea, and I just wanted to make sure you're okay with the maid not waking me up Monday.
It's Tuesday, so would you be leaving Tuesday?
Nope, I'll be leaving Monday.
Okay, good, perfect. Come on home. No, I'm just kidding. Come home anytime you want, baby. Bye.
Little team meeting.
Yeah, team meeting. Yeah, so the fact that she just sold her rights immediately after being arrested, like, that was a power move. I wonder how much money she died with.
I don't know.
And who she left it to.
Right.
True. Because she didn't get lethal injection until, okay, so she got lethal injection in 2002, and then the movie Monster came out in 2003. I wonder how much money made her, though.
There was a family, a lady who, and I think she had met after she got convicted, or not convicted, but arrested, and became very close with them. I can't remember what the lady's name was, where it was, but there's a documentary that they were like kept in tight, you know, relationship. So,
wow. I hope that lady didn't have that relationship with her just to use her or bleed her dry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but at least she had somebody that she could feel like she could lean on.
Yeah, someone to be close with.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
By 1992, she received 6 death sentences and was executed via lethal injection in 2002. Her final words were, I'd like to say I'm sailing with the rock and I'll be back like Independence Day with Jesus June 6th. Like the movie, big mothership and all, I'll be back.
Damn.
What a fucking quote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she also said, I robbed them and I killed them as cold as ice, and I would do it again. And I know I would kill another person because I've hated humans for a long time.
Mm.
So she didn't really have much remorse. And I don't know if it's not her having remorse. I think that's a wall that she had to put up because of all the abuse that she had to go through. Because they did show that she had moments of clarity and compassion and stuff like that in the movie. But, you know, again, we don't know Eileen in person, so...
So let's talk about Tyra.
Yeah.
Oh, what's she up to?
Yeah.
Fucking hoe bag.
Did you find her?
I did. So it says that, hold on, where's that article I had pulled up?
I wonder if Tyra watches our TikToks.
I was just thinking if she
maybe, yeah.
Isn't that weird to think about?
That'd be crazy. You probably give her fucking PTSD because you have the head movements down so good. Like, she's probably like, holy shit.
She reminds me of someone.
Yeah.
Can't for put sure. my finger on it.
What if she's under like a different TikTok name though and has been commenting?
User 894263 yeah.
So Moore is still alive, but lives away from the spotlight. But it says that she moved back to her family shortly after the trials had ended and has done her best to stay out of the spotlight ever since.
So yeah. No pictures, no nothing. We don't know what she looks like. She I can't believe she's still alive. I thought she would have overdosed or something.
I mean, she had to, like, let's see. Current picture.
Yeah. Because I want to say, I mean, I'm positive she was on Facebook, but this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I think a bunch of like blogs and crime stuff had posted like the updated pictures that she had posted. Yeah. It wasn't a lot, but. And I may be tripping. I may be thinking about something else. But I'm almost positive. Yeah, look, there's some like non-stand.
Oh, God. Someone has a shrine to her in their bar.
That's in the bar.
Tyra or.
That's in the bar that she was arrested in that I saw.
That is it?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Wow. There's like a painted shrine.
Wow.
With all the information around it.
And that's her real picture?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like a cartoon picture.
Oh, my goodness.
That bar is weird.
Yeah.
I'm very weird.
Yeah. I wouldn't take her to be hanging out in stand-up citizen locations.
Is that actually them?
No. That's the lady from Designing Women.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Delta Burke?
I love Delta. Yeah. That's funny. But the bar is so odd. They sell like Aileen Wuornos hot sauce. Oh, I mean, God. They're really
milking it.
They're milking it.
Yeah, they're getting their every last fucking drip.
They're milking it. They sold t-shirts.
She's the best thing that ever happened to that bar.
Right.
Literally.
That's right.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Is this actually her?
That's her. That's her on the stand. Yeah. That is her.
Wow, she looks a little different.
Yeah.
She looks Ronald Weasley.
She looks very
not
butch.
Ronald Weasley.
Yeah.
That's rough, bro. That's what I'm saying. They had to have been doing crack or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely drugs involved.
So is that it?
That's it. Last Resort Bar. And crazy. They actually filmed the movie there.
Oh, so like a lot of those scenes are actually from there.
At least that scene where she's arrested was filmed at that bar.
Has anybody ever gotten mad at you for Tammy resembling Aileen?
No. Nobody's ever. I'll get comments every once in a while. I'll be like, oh my God, have you ever seen the movie Monster? You remind me of that girl. And I'm like, yeah.
There she is now.
Yep.
That's Tyra?
Mm-hmm.
God, she looks like fucking...
That is not what I had in my head.
At all. I pictured like black hair and tiny like the movie, like Christina Ricci.
No.
Mm-mm. Gosh.
That's rough.
Looks like a redheaded bird.
Goodness. Like an older Ronald Weasley.
Yeah.
Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of Aileen Wuornos.
That was awesome.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. It's really crazy when you dissect a story like that and you know, get to bounce it off each other and like have different opinions and same opinions. Like it's really wild.
And I'm a huge true crime junkie, and I've seen just about everything on her, and I even learned some stuff that I never knew.
Yay!
I learned it all. I'm gonna watch the movie.
You've never even
seen. Oh, you gotta watch the movie, bro. No. You gotta watch the movie. It'll make you cry.
Oh my! Going along.
Watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
One of the best movies.
I'll probably be watching it tonight.
Yeah, I watched it last night.
We're about to shoot the ratings.
Literally, everyone's gonna go rewatch this movie again for sure.
You're gonna think of Trailer Trash Tammy the whole time. Though.
Oh, dude.
We almost kind of ruined it for you.
Yeah, no, it is crazy when you watch the head movements, dude. It's her, like it's you. You have it down pat, dude.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on to be one of our guests and to talk about your tour. And everybody, go to
eatmytrash.com
Patreon.
Yes, go to my Patreon. It's in my Instagram bio link. I would say come on the cruise. We're doing a Tammy cruise.
When is it?
It's in March. We're going to the Bahamas.
Oh, should we go?
It's kind of so y'all should.
How long is it?
Three nights.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's her limit.
That's my limit on water.
It's pretty much sold out. I think there's like less than 20 cabins left, but it is like we're having a cruise, baby.
Is it like a comedy cruise or
I'm headlining the cruise. Like Tammy is the cruise.
Yeah.
I'm doing stand up on there. We're doing live podcasts. We have a bunch of like fun. We're going to do like bingo with Tammy and like that.
Can we all go do bingo, please?
Dude, that would y'all should come.
We need to You've never played bingo?
Ever.
We need to do it in Vegas. Vegas bingo is the best because you have the big rooms of all the old people who are serious.
Oh, and then
and
you got
play.
That glass wall of all the smokers.
Yeah.
I love a bingo hall.
Dude, I love it.
Me and Libby, when we're on tour, if we have a day off, guess where we're at?
Love
we're
it.
We're finding a bingo hall.
Do you use the daubers or do you use the computerized ones?
I use old school daubers.
Daubers yeah, all
I always
day.
Get daubers and everywhere.
I don't know
so
if
messy.
Y'all haven't been recently, but they call those numbers so fast. I can't keep up. You can't.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Mm-hmm. No, you have to really pay attention. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot be on your phone.
No. Those bitches that have, like, five daubers and, like, six sheets out.
Just going, dude. Stamping.
It's wild.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Wild. No, it's addicting. I've won a couple times at bingo, and it's the highlight of my life.
Yeah, they have
literally the highlight of my life.
Back home in Vacaville. Yeah. And those bad boys, they were lined up out mm-hmm. the door to get those good spots, too. Mm. Wild.
I love it, dude. I love it.
I got a... My dad's gonna kill me for this. I got a DM one time from this lady who was like, "Your dad's cheating on me with every lady at the bingo hall."
At the bingo.
I was like, "God dang, Bill, not the fucking bingo hall."
He's horned it up at the bingo
hall.
Shit,
Bill.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, well, thanks for having me.
Dude, anytime you want to come on, you know I love you and just you. Love everything sisters. You're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trailer Park Sisters. We're going to start that series too. We have to.
Yes.
Let's do it when you get off tour.
Done.
I think it'll be amazing.
I do too.
Haley, thanks for not saying much.
I didn't watch the movie.
She's like, I knew nothing.
She's like, I did not do my research.
Where am I?
Yeah. And Mimi, thank you for co-hosting these. I love having you on. If you guys think Mimi should be my co-host full time, leave me. I don't know if she wants that job, but leave a comment and let us know if you want Mimi to be
God,
the co-host
that means
full-time.
I'd have to do my makeup more.
No, you don't. You fucking look beautiful with no makeup.
Can
on.
I just show up in a mustache every day?
Every time. I don't
Different
care.
Mustache?
Every
a little
time.
Curly one like Brett?
I would love that, dude.
Yes.
No, you need a goatee, bitch.
Oh, a little flavor saver?
Yeah. No.
Should I just rip this
I
off
hate the flavor savers. I hate the damn flavor savers. God dang it. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.